El futuro tiene nada más que la confrontación.
Hey, welcome to Unpopular Opinion. I'm your host, Adam Todd Brown. I used to write a bunch of weekly columns for a bunch of internet places, and I would use those columns to put forth all sorts of crazy opinions. Then I'd come on this show to defend those opinions. But now I don't really do any of that shit. I just do a whole bunch of shows. Joining me today, he is my co-host on the What in the World podcast, which you should check out right here on the Unpops Podcast Network. And also, he, meaning another he, is a fantastic comic who you've probably heard on Listcast before, Quincy Johnson II and Pap Johnson. Also joining me, he used to be my co-host on this very podcast, Unpopular Opinion. Maybe you've heard it. He's not my co-host anymore. He's got a real job at Yahoo Sports. But we're always happy to have him back here to recreate that vintage Unpops magic, baby. Ladies and gentlemen, Brett Rader. It's going to be a great show. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Unpopular Opinion.
What in the world? Oh, sorry.
Nope, wrong podcast. Shut up!
Okay.
Sport Horse.
Nope, that's canceled.
Oh, why?
Because you left and I couldn't I didn't want to do it without you.
Okay.
Oh,
right.
I don't want to pod without you.
Is that the song? No,
that's
what
not.
What song was that?
Yeah,
I don't want to pod without you.
Coming soon from Black Pete Productions in 2024.
Isn't that like a Michael McDonald song?
I don't want to pod without you.
I don't think it is.
Oh, okay.
Hey, that
you
was.
You don't know me, but I'm your pod partner.
Hey, that was Brett Rader and Quincy Johnson II.
Hi, guys.
I'm Quincy.
I'm Adam Todd Brown. I don't think I introduced myself.
We haven't done anything correctly today.
Yeah, it's all going off the rails. And first-time guest. Well, you were on an episode of ListCast before.
Yeah, that was fun.
Pap Johnson.
Hello, world.
Thank you for joining us.
Yeah.
This is going to be a really fun episode. How's everyone doing? Brett, what have you been up to lately?
Hate it, Brett.
All right. You know, the hardest part of the show for me is the first few minutes. Because I spend all that time asking everyone else what's going on in their life when all I really want to do is talk about what I've been up to since last week. And that's why we call this segment This Week in Me. It's about to get really intense. I play this myself.
You're very talented.
Synthesizer and a drum machine every week, as everyone in the room can attest.
He's playing live right now.
You know those guys who are busking? And they have, like, the bass drum and the cymbals between the knees and the thing.
Thank you.
And that's what Adam does.
Yeah.
And, like, each limb movement controls a different instrument.
Adam and then I have Todd some ska motherfucker playing saxophone next to me.
Nobody really knows this, but around here we call them ATB, the one-man band. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I do.
Yeah.
ATB is the initials for one-man band in...
Okay.
A different language or some sort.
So you sound like George Carlin in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure?
Yeah, I get that reference. I've seen that movie recently enough. I have no idea. This is going to be a fun... How is everyone doing? I'm not going to cut anyone off.
Brett,
it's been a long time.
Howdy.
We're here to talk sports with noted sports expert Brett Rader.
Listen, I just... Yeah, cool. I'm good. How's it going?
Bring it.
How's everybody? How you doing, Adam? Good to be here. Thank you for having me back.
Thank you for being here. I say RIP Brett at least once an episode.
Good.
So it's good that people know you're not actually dead.
Or is he?
Right.
The night is young.
Maybe this is a posthumous recording.
You've actually channeled me for an hour from the dead just to do a podcast.
Yeah.
Siri, imitate Brett. And then we just hold the phone up to the microphone and it answers all the questions as you would. The phones are pretty smart. They're smartphones.
Smartphones. That's why they call them that. So we're talking about racism and the NFL, which it's a big talking point right now for a lot of reasons.
Mm-hmm.
One of the most recent things to come up is the Rooney Rule. And if anyone's unfamiliar, it's basically a rule that was adopted in 2003 that says NFL teams, when they have a head coaching vacancy, have to interview at least one or two minority candidates,
right?
We solved racism, guys. It's over. Thank you. Rooney Rule. You got to talk to one black guy. That's your black friend now. And we're done.
It was not a black guy, just a white person.
Yeah, don't be that way, Quincy.
Oh.
Yeah. You could interview a Muslim.
In
you could
football?
You could interview Ron Rivera.
Who?
Exactly. Yeah, no. I mean, not an actual Muslim. Wait, are we in the NFL. That's not going to happen. It is a good rule. Is it a good thing that the NFL has that rule, or is it
yes.
a bad sign that the NFL, like...
It's a terrible sign that this rule has been instituted in 2000. It's like slavery in the Constitution. The fact that it has to remain in the Constitution for people to be like, well, that's the reason that it's good. Like, it's like, no, that shouldn't even...
Right.
We still look at it and go, well, you know, if we get enough weirdos in the office, we can actually vote this out. Like, no, you couldn't. It doesn't exist anymore. It's done.
Yeah. I think it obviously addresses a concern in the NFL, but I don't think it addresses it effectively.
Oh, not at all.
No, it hasn't. And that's come up recently, especially this off season. There have been many head coaching vacancies, and all of the head coaching vacancies, the teams meet the Rooney Rule for the most part. They interview a minority candidate. But this year, every single team has hired a 39-year-old white guy.
Right.
And that's
the
sort
way
of the
it should be.
Yeah. That's sort of the vibe right now in the league, is that some years it's just not really effective, and there's like a lot of bad stuff going on I listened to a podcast last week about it, and I think it was Kevin Clark of The Ringer. I might be misattributing it, but he said this, that what the league needs is an addition to the Rooney Rule or something to support it, because right now there aren't the minority candidates coming up don't have the experience. So what they need is more of a – what they need – like they interview a minority candidate and they're like, oh, well, you're not really experienced enough, so we're just going to give it to an inexperienced white guy instead.
Right.
Because all the league owners are racist old white guys.
Right.
And one Middle Eastern guy. What this person has suggested was have not an internship program, but maybe a more of a mentorship program, so when these – minority candidates do get interviewed for the jobs, they're actually more prepared and they have the experience either as an offensive coordinator or a defensive coordinator or whatever. Because right now they get interviewed for these jobs and then the owners of the team are like, well, you were only a running backs coach, or you're only a special teams assistant.
Right.
You don't have the experience I'm looking for. So I'm just going to go back to being racist and hire just an experienced white guy instead.
Yeah, that.
So I think what I had just basically ripped from this other podcast is that there needs to be more of a support system for when minority candidates do come up, so that they are more prepared for this job and more ideal candidates for the job, rather than just like some fucking guy who went to Stanford.
Well, that's well and good, but the problem is even if you do set up a mentorship type program. The NFL is just like – it's America's team. It's America's
sport.
Oh,
totally.
They are so steeped in tradition. It's whose coaching tree are you a part of, because that's the reason we fuck with you. And being in the mentorship program, you're the intern. Oh, you got that guy coffee? All right, you can run a team. Like, that's not good.
No, exactly. And you know, my team, the Denver Broncos, they fired an inexperienced black coach. The Arizona Cardinals, after one season, which is crazy, fired an inexperienced black coach.
You wouldn't get rid of your quarterback after one bad season.
No, exactly.
Jacksonville. Oh, sorry.
And it's like not a good look for the Cardinals and the Broncos. The Broncos gave their guy 2 years. But instead of hiring someone and then having to fire them later, you need to set people up to succeed, not just hire them and then fire them a year later.
You're not setting yourself up for success when you draft Josh Allen as your quarterback. Like that he wasn't.
Josh Rosen, whichever,
the white guy. Both those coaches deserve to be fired. They were terrible.
I don't know about Wilkes. I don't know if Steve Wilkes deserved to be fired. Like, that team is a mess, and they have no offense. Like, this might be boring to all sorts of like people who don't follow sports, but that team's roster is a fucking mess, and they didn't fire the white general manager of that team that put together that horrible roster and then got a DUI in the middle of the season. That guy, you can stay in your job making $400,000 a year.
But the black coach, oh, we're going to put this all on you. I think
it's Arizona.
Fucking bullshit.
In Arizona, yeah. You can't fuck up in Arizona as a black person.
You really can't.
Ask Shaquille O'Neal.
If black people can't get a fair shake in Arizona, where can they go?
Vegas.
Vermont. Arizona being Vermont's great for black people. That's the slogan.
Yeah. One thing that came up, I have it in the notes, but I looked into other leagues and how the coaching breakdown works. Mm-hmm. In the NBA, it's about 26% mm-hmm. black coaches. In the NFL right now, I didn't even mention this, there are two black head coaches, Anthony Lynn
mm-hmm.
and Mike Tomlin.
Mike Tomlin.
And if you throw in Ron Rivera, there are three head coaches who are not white.
This is why I can't throw in Ron Rivera. What's his nickname? Riverboat Ron. Ain't nothing Latino yeah. about that.
The Riverboat?
So if you include him, 9% of the head coaches in the NFL are not white. In basketball, it's more like 26%, but the league itself among the players is 75% black. So that's still kind of...
And like 2% black ownership, but we'll get into that later.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're barely even addressing GMs and things, which the Rooney Rule was updated in 2009 to include GMs, and now there's just thousands of them in the mm-hmm. NFL. Mm-hmm. That's not true. That didn't happen. But one thing that happens a lot, at least they've noted that it happens in baseball, and I wonder if it happens in football too, is when black managers are offered a job, it's usually with a losing team yeah. that is just in the process of rebuilding anyway.
Yeah.
And I wonder if some of what happened in Denver, or when a situation like that happens, I wonder if that's a team going... Well, now, not only did we, like, we can say, of course we abide by the Rooney Rule. Our last head yeah. coach was black. But they know they're in a rebuilding period where it's not really going to matter, and they know they're not going to fucking win.
Mm-hmm.
So,
see Arizona.
Once that rebuilding process is a little further along, they can be like, all right, now let's get the coach we wanted.
See Denver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what you're saying is really the reason why it's
Hugh Jackson.
It's a cycle of they want you to believe that experience and this mentorship will be the solution.
Right.
But they also know that how can we build a mentorship if you constantly say that none of these people have experience? So how am I supposed to learn from? But also it's like, how can you bring in a Sean McVay, some guy who clearly really ain't played football.
He's 29 right. years old.
And tell me that he has more experience.
Well, he's been in
running
the
a team.
Coaching in the NFL. He's an Andy Reid's tree.
Hold on. Than a Ray Lewis, someone who has actually been out there doing it for decades. And that is the problem, is that they'll tell you that, oh, we're looking for experience, but we won't hire a person who actually has on-the-job training because, oh, whatever the case may be, but then I'm supposed to listen to somebody who's 6 years probably younger than me, who has never played this game, who's been playing fucking Madden, and tell them, and then be like, oh, well, if you get some mentors, then...
Yeah,
because he's from the street. But it's like, who the hell are you going to mentor people and tell them how to become a coach? And there goes your problem.
Yeah, that's the problem, right? Is that like they want the minority candidates to be experienced, and they don't give a shit if the white candidates aren't experienced. Like,
oh, yeah,
Cliff
sure.
Kingsbury, the new coach of the Cardinals, Arizona Cardinals, has worked 0 days.
Here.
He and I have equal NFL coaching experience, and I make podcasts for a living.
And he had a losing record at Texas Tech.
Here's the thing. And I grew up in the South. I witnessed this firsthand. Up until maybe 20 years ago, a lot of black – there was no one who came up as just some a black kid who just wants to coach. We all played the game, right?
Right.
There have been white kids since – Wait.
About to be long.
No, it's not about to be long. I'm sorry. I had to just take a deep breath. I'm smoking. There are... Sean McVay is a kid who only wanted to coach. So he's only been in the game from a coaching standpoint since childhood. So when you say, oh, this kid was a player, he still doesn't... Ray Lewis doesn't know how to manage a team.
How can you say that? He knows how to... He literally is the leader of the Ravens. They will all tell you that.
Here's I feel
but
like
he can't lead an offense.
I feel like
he can't
Ray
design.
Lewis.
But I mean, he doesn't need to be. I mean, Ray Lewis could be maybe like a started out as like a linebackers coach.
I feel like Ray Lewis is a weird example, and I'm being 100% fucking serious when I say this.
Because
he maybe murdered a motherfucker before the internet was really hot. And if you hire Ray Lewis as a head coach, people are going to be like,
can we say...
They called those concussions back then. That was just a really... It's a really long... It's a permanent concussion.
Maybe possibly murdering someone is the thing I want in a head coach. Maybe that changed my mind.
I agree with Adam here. Like, maybe, can we maybe change the player that we're using as an example to like Ed Reed
or any player, because Ed Reed is not the leader of the Ravens. There's a difference between being the leader of the team as a player and being the leader of the team that is the coach.
Right. Hold on. Mike Singletary, who was not a great coach.
He's a great leader in the locker room. He can get you motivated. He can tell you how to play defense, but he cannot manage a team.
It's too Jesus-y.
Okay, and what I'm going to say is about to shut all this shit down.
Oh, okay. It's on the podcast. All right, let's do our plugs right now.
Because, check this out. Y'all act like there's not a fucking offensive coordinator and a defensive coordinator and a special teams. The head coach is just the motherfucker who riles people
up. He does not have to call offensive plays.
Nick Saban does not call offensive plays.
But it's cool if
he can. Bill Belichick, the new coach of the Broncos.
Bill Belichick,
he's not going to call a fucking thing. He's not going to call anything except for the Italian restaurant to come deliver the meatball subs. Because that man looks like he's on The Sopranos.
Look.
So there's a point there. I think the players were using in this example, Ray Lewis, and the coach we're using, because I agree with Quincy here, Sean McVay is a bad example. Sean McVay's grandfather was a coach in the NFL. The dude's for two generations, it's not right, but for two generations, that family has been in the NFL. So the moment that Sean McVay was born, he's been absorbing NFL coaching. So that's it's not the best example because clearly he is a decent coach and he does have the experience. But if we're talking about Cliff Kingsbury or Freddie Kitchens, his last name is Kitchens, for God's sakes. The guy,
yeah,
he was a running backs coach at the beginning of this most recent season, and now he's the head coach of the Cleveland Browns. Does that guy have enough experience versus say Eric Bieniemy, who is the Chiefs offensive coordinator, black guy who has been interviewing for all the current head coaching jobs, Arizona Jets, all those which are all taken up, and maybe he's still in the running for the Miami job or something like that. But why isn't he getting the look? I mean, he's the offensive coordinator right now of the Chiefs.
This is what's happening right now. The rebuild, everything's evolving. It's no longer the rebuilding where you got to get the coach to get everybody fired up. Just like Pap just said, they got the offensive coordinator is going to take care of the offense. Defense coordinator is going to take care of the defense. They need someone who can connect with this young upstart quarterback that they just drafted.
Yeah.
Because you see the dynamic in Green Bay. It goes quarterback, coach,
for sure,
rest of the team. If for quarterback sure isn't happy, if he's not comfortable, the coach has got to go. So we got to find somebody that this young white guy,
he's
22 years old.
Yeah. The Giants.
Yeah, that's why the Giants.
Yeah, because, well, yeah, your superstars.
Saquon can't pass.
Well, no, both of your superstars on the Giants are what, 20-year-old black guys, and the face of your franchise is the goofiest Manning.
Yeah.
How are they going to get along?
I mean, the Giants turned it around a little bit at the end of the season.
You can't say
they won that.
This
game
is football. When it doesn't matter, you can't credit any wins once you've tanked the first half of the season to make sure you're not in the playoffs. Like,
yeah, I suppose.
And when coach, what? I'm sorry, I got distracted when I talked about Ray Lewis. My bad.
What are you talking about, man? That's just like, because the one thing everybody says about Ray Lewis is that his mind for football is fucking ridiculous.
But his mind for everything else is not.
But all he needs is a mind for football.
No.
He can sit there and fucking tell motherfuckers.
He called a great play on that murder.
Ask Peyton Manning, the other great mind in football. He's going to say Ray Lewis. That's the fucking defensive Peyton Manning.
Can I say something?
Say it.
Now, you say that, but you've seen Ray Lewis both in interviews and when they tried to put him on the sidelines doing commentary. Ray is not good on camera. Your head coach has to work on camera.
See, you're not concerned about fucking football. I'm talking about this, straight up football. I don't need my football player.
No, we're talking about the NFL. We're not talking about football. We're talking about the NFL. The NFL is a business.
I think Quincy's being a little more realistic about how
it's a business.
It actually works.
We're not talking about the game of football right now. We're talking about the NFL. That's the National Football League. That's a business.
Yeah, because Bill Belichick is a real nice guy and a real good interview.
They love him. How many times have you seen bad Bill Belichick interviews where it's like, they fucks with this?
He's like an alt comic when it comes to doing fucking press conferences. He's so bad at it that it's fun to watch.
Well, he's trying his best to be that guy. And it's just like, Bill, you're a football coach. There's no way you're silent.
And also, they win a bunch.
But he just doesn't like doing interviews. So he's just like, I don't care. We're just worried about next week.
Well,
all right, dude.
Well, I mean,
that sounds like that's racist. Because Bill Belichick's allowed to be hella dry and weak in interviews, and you're telling me
Ray
that's
won't
what's going to keep Ray Lewis.
We've seen Ray Lewis in interviews.
We haven't seen him as a head coach.
You've seen boxers with CTE try to do color commentary. At some point in time, their mind is going to snap, and they're going to go off like Donald Trump.
And this is always going
to
be your
excuse. I think a good comparison for Ray Lewis is Mike Singletary.
Yeah.
He was a linebacker in the 80s, really like inspiring, fiery dude, and then he was a coach of the
49ers. I had a poster of him on my wall when I was a child.
Not totally the best.
Singletary and Ronnie Lott were two of the best on Tecmo Bowl, baby.
Yeah.
Whoa. He was the one who fucking lit a fire up under Vernon Davis's ass.
Oh, no, for sure.
He's the one who fucking discovered Patrick Willis. And it's funny because he's almost like a Mark Jackson. Whereas he's the black guy who fucking got this team together, and then they fired him, and then all of a sudden they brought in this white guy, and they started winning the next season.
In the Bay Area.
In the Bay Area. That's the same thing that happened to Mark Jackson. Steve Kerr is getting the glory, but Mark Jackson is the one who's taught Steph Curry and all them weak-ass motherfuckers how to win.
And that speaks to what we mentioned earlier, where they'll hand the keys over to someone during a rebuild, and then when that rebuild's almost done,
once again,
time to fire him.
It's no longer about the game at that point. It's about the business.
And that's a problem, though.
That is the business, is to make the optics look like it's not racist, but it's always just like, we're going to set this up so we can keep using all variables of excuses. Because if you're getting mentored by Hugh Jackson as a black head coach, I don't want you.
But
his record is trash.
Here's my thing. Again, it's about the understanding that the NFL is about tradition. We did not have young black men who only wanted to be coaches until about 20 years ago. So now there is a start of a coaching tree for them. But if it's just, hey, we're going to grab the best available person and bring them in for the interview, they just started in the tree. Like, you can't go from quarterbacks coach.
So are you arguing that it's not like,
no,
there's not racism playing into it?
I'm not saying it's racism. I'm saying it is the tradition of the NFL in terms of Sean McVay from birth was in a coaching tree that would qualify him for it never having playing football.
Right.
So now there are African Americans who are in the coaching tree, but with the best available person is not far enough up the tree to go, we're comfortable with handing you the team.
So then how does this dude from Texas Tech get the Arizona job?
Because he signed Baker Mayfield and Patrick Mahomes when he
because
was
it's
he
no longer
them.
It's no longer he's not running the team, he's running the quarterback.
And we're still
we want this young white guy that he's going
to
communicate with him.
Who's the quarterback in Arizona?
Josh Rosen.
Josh Rosen.
The Jew
I like
from
how
UCLA.
We refuse to look at this from a football standpoint. Like,
no,
what in your mind tells you that a professional football playing hitting motherfuckers super aggressively respects people who have not also smacked the piss out of people?
Well, I think you're right to an extent because I think this is cyclical. I think 2 years ago they hired Sean McVay and everyone's like, a 29-year-old? And then he was good for two seasons. So now the rest of the league is zigging with the Los Angeles Rams zigging. And some teams – and the zag is going to happen when people are going to start investing in defense again.
No,
so
no
right now
–
so right now – well, I think the Denver Broncos have by hiring Vic Fangio.
Yeah.
Who?
But
The Bears defensive coordinator.
And the guy who's the defensive coordinator. And the guy who's the defensive coordinator of those San Francisco
49ers.
And he was the coordinator of the San Francisco 49ers in the early the Harbaugh era 49ers. Great defense. Here's the thing. Everyone's zigging in the trend of hiring that young 29-year-old because they see the Rams have their coach for the next 10 years unless shit gets really, really bad. So everyone's trying to copy that. And the only way to copy that is to hire, you know, the 29-year-old quarterback's coach and promote them immediately, because right now those coaches are in such demand. The only way to keep them inside your organization is to make them the head coach, because otherwise they're just going to become the head coach somewhere else. So it's like an HR issue, because you don't want to be the Browns and let Freddie Kitchens, who was the running back's coach and who was the offensive coordinator for like 6 games, you don't want to let him become the head coach of the Dolphins, and then the Dolphins are really good, and everyone's like, Browns, what are you doing? Like that. I'm not saying it's right, but I'm saying that's what the thinking is right now.
I hear you on that. I just don't trust the out-of-shape quarterback's coach.
Oh, yeah. That's why the guys love Mike Vrabel so much, because he's doing wind sprints before the game, and he's like powerlifting and screaming with his Bose noise-canceling headphones on.
Like, yeah, no, Becker,
didn't the Packers hire the Titans offensive coordinator?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Again, the Titans, like a 39-year-old.
Was the Titans offense?
Yeah, they had Derrick Henry.
No, they were pretty, yeah.
Yeah, like the last 6 games.
Well, like, Mariota was pretty good, but he gets his back broken every
he
year.
He likes to run.
So I don't think that's a good offense if your quarterback gets hit to the point where he dies every year.
Matt LaFleur does have the experience as a position coach with quarter. I forget which team specifically, but he has been. I think he was with the Rams. Oh, I might be wrong, but no, he was. I think he was with Sean McVay when they were all in Washington together. I'm not saying he has like enough experience to be a head coach. I don't know, but I think he does have experience. Well, you know, his one season as an offensive coordinator was with a Titans team that like accidentally almost got into the playoffs and wasn't very exciting. Well, so, yeah, like there's a lot of question marks for sure.
To be real with you, my coach, they hired him fresh off a Corona commercial. So,
oh, no.
Yeah, he's still.
How many years left on that?
Nine.
Oh, nine, how many? Nine. How many million?
Would they pay him like 10 a year?
What coach are we talking about?
90.
Gruden's.
It's 10 a year.
Oh, wow.
It's 10 a year.
Oh, you're a Raiders fan?
Final say.
Wow.
He's got final say.
None of us have gotten punched yet. Crazy.
Yeah, we're not.
He's not Latino. I'm sorry. I can't say that. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, guys.
We're not a violent fan base. We defend ourselves.
We get from other fans being in the stadium.
People, oh, you guys use defense as offense. Okay, that's what that means. Okay.
Yeah, you don't know how people come at Raider fans, especially 49er fans. It's like, hey, bro, this is just a game. Like, you're going to disrespect me like this. I know, like, I'm dressed up, but
I don't like watching football in person in general. And especially when I read all the stories about people getting beat in the stands.
And that's what I'm talking about. That's the purity of fucking football. So why would you think anybody respects Sean McVay like that?
They don't need him.
If you don't play football,
they don't need to respect Sean McVay. They need to respect the offensive coordinator who's running the offense, or the defensive coordinator who's running the defense. The quarterbacks, the coach right now is the dude who's supposed to keep your franchise quarterback, which, as we know, is the number one position in the NFL. The franchise quarterback.
Well, it's either that or punter.
That's the guy who manages that guy.
Kicker.
Well, the truth is, this is Hollywood. I'm sure they just hired Sean McVay. He's just the face. He doesn't really do anything.
He's got Jared Goff comfortable.
So when they make the fucking movie about their championship,
Gosling.
Know, nah, yeah. Fucking.
There better not be a fucking
Michael J. Fox return to the big screen.
And who?
Sean McVay.
He's like 65 years old. And he has Parkinson's. I'm not saying he can't act, but that's not really good casting.
He goes, hey, I saw Freddie Roach is beating his shit, so I believe in Michael J. Fox. If there's any time to go back to the future, it's now.
I will say, I went to a San Francisco 49ers game a couple years ago. At halftime, I heard over the radio of like an employee that they were suspending beer sales because all of the jail cells and hospital beds inside of the stadium were full. And they were stopping beer one quarter early.
It is crazy that most stadiums have jails.
Why
in
not?
In I mean, yeah, it makes sense.
You're putting
sense.
100,000 people in a room and selling beer. You got to have a jail and a hospital.
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose
the brig.
That makes sense.
Do you have and a brig on your ship, on your spaceship,
as a life,
or cruise ship?
As a life, as a, like a fucking, what is it, like a Noah's Ark. During.
Oh, yeah, if there's a disaster, you can all go live there for 15, 20 years.
Sounds like a sequel to The Purge.
I do love The Purge. Yeah, let's listen to this video. Did you say reverse racism?
Yeah.
What's happening?
I don't know. We're just talking shit.
Oh, okay. This does...
Been a lot of criticism of the Arizona Cardinals hiring Cliff Kingsbury as their new coach. Even my guys Mike and Jonah have been questioning that hire. But Kingsbury fits all the criteria to be a head coach in the NFL. He's an offensive genius, he's young, and he's white. And not necessarily in that order. There have been six new coaches hired so far, all white, and two coaches of color they are replacing. Stephen Wilkes, fired in Arizona after just 1 year. Vance Joseph in Denver after just two. But Cowboys coach Jason Garrett is in his ninth year, apparently because he wins so much.
Ooh,
a lot of people don't understand how Kingsbury can have a losing record at Texas Tech, no NFL experience, and get one of the 32 NFL jobs. But getting fired at Tech doesn't eliminate him from moving up, at least it doesn't to me. I've had 11 jobs in my life, been fired from 8 of them, and moved up every time. And I am arrogant enough to tell you, I think Channel 8 was right to give me another chance. But I am the product of white privilege in America, and I've never denied that I wasn't either. If they made a poster, my picture should be on it. Getting fired at one place and getting another chance isn't the problem.
I'm proud how white I am.
But young, talented coaches of color not getting the chance, that's a huge problem. The covert racism of the NFL ownership group was so bad, the NFL had to make a rule so that minority coaches could at least get an interview. Cowboys secondary coach Chris Richard has been interviewed, and there are reports saying he might get the Miami job. After what he's done with this Cowboys defense, how could he not? Unless it is true, what black parents have been telling their children for decades now, you have to be twice as good to go half as far. I dream of the day when those parents are wrong, because now...
What if he said a bunch of racist shit right after that?
Hey, man, that's the wokest white guy to still say that colored.
Well, he said coaches of color.
Look, thanks, Grandpa, for the talking to. But again, Cliff Kingsbury has been the head coach of a college team.
Yeah.
The other dude has been a receivers coach.
For the NFL.
But that's for the receiver. So you're dealing with six dudes maximum on a regular basis.
Right.
As opposed to running a team.
All right.
Okay. If you want to say that.
Not an NFL team.
Yeah. And that,
might be. But again, we don't need him to run the entire team. We now just need him to keep our quarterback comfortable. You've got the experience to where, you can still call plays because you've done it before. You can still run a team because you've done it before. But your main purpose in this business of the NFL is not to get our quarterback ready to play. He's our franchise quarterback. Yeah. You need to keep him comfortable and keep all deflect off of him.
Well, what is the NFL?
That's what the business is now.
Let's talk about
that's what it is now.
Something a little different, but also sort of related. While I was researching this, I don't know, has anyone heard of this Colin Kaepernick shit?
Who's that? The Nike dude.
Former,
Nike
spokesman,
smooth.
Colin Kaepernick, apparently played football at one point.
Was he in Black Klansman?
Yeah. He's Denzel Washington's kid.
Oh, that guy. Okay, We're totally on board.
Oh, yeah, I think he played once. I don't know if he ever got to the playoffs or the Super Bowl or anything. Did he?
I believe he did.
Did he have a trademark?
Oh, I believe he was actually a couple plays away from winning the Super Bowl.
Did he have a...
That's right.
Oh, who beat him? Was it...
Joe Flacco the God!
Was it a goal line stance by none other than...
Ray Lewis?
Was Ray Lewis?
Rooney Rule?
Was that...
Yeah. Deer Antler Spray.
That was the...
That's a man who can lead a team. I will use a suspect substance on myself.
Hey, man, you can get it at GNC, so it can't be too suspect. It's not
like
you have to...
Deer Antler Spray.
Yeah, man. Deer Antlers. You ever seen deer antlers?
So he would just froze his arm together so he could, so it wouldn't fall off?
So anyone doubt that Colin Kaepernick is out of the league because he's been blacklisted?
I believe he was blacklisted, and then when the NFL got called out, they tried to fix it by throwing him a gig in Jacksonville, and then he said, no, we got something now because you guys have been caught. That's why he's refused to even work out.
That's yeah. not true.
That's not true?
He's been working out. He's. I think he's willing to take any job. He said that.
No, because they offered him a workout in Jacksonville, and he said no.
Well, Jacksonville is.
Did that happen?
I do believe the owner of the Jacksonville Jaguars said he wanted to offer Colin Kaepernick an interview.
To das Google.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I might be wrong, but my understanding of the scenario is that he's been willing to do anything for any team, because that would be weird to be like, hey, NFL, I'm suing you because no team will hire me.
Yeah.
But also I won't work out for
this. Yeah, I don't think Jacksonville offer. You might be thinking of John Elway, who is exactly who we were about to talk about.
Oh, what team is he in control of?
He runs the Denver Broncos.
God damn it.
Brett's team. And
he's a giant piece of shit.
Well, one of the things that I did actually come across while researching this is an article about Vance Joseph, and like the article even admits he wasn't a great head coach, but they're also like, but what's happening in Denver is John Elway's fault. He's a fucking terrible GM who, had he not signed Peyton Manning to a team that had a fucking amazing defense, and that defense won them that Super Bowl, basically, had he not done that, his entire stint as GM in Denver would be a fucking wreck.
Further complicating the matter is that the owner and the owner's wife both have Alzheimer's, so their children are having a legal battle over, I think there's like five children, they're all having a legal battle over who actually gets to own the team. So while all this is happening, the only person who's really in charge is John sending out letters of recommendation for Neil Gorsuch on Denver Broncos letterhead, Elway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Major donor to the Republican Party, John Elway.
CTE having John Elway is allowed to basically run a franchise, but Ray Lewis can't be a head
and
coach.
Ray Lewis could be a GM.
And in the midst of all this, Colin Kaepernick stuff, the Broncos could desperately use a good quarterback because John Elway has never signed a good quarterback.
Hey, man, we had Trevor Siemian for a hot minute.
Yeah, exactly.
Tebow.
What about fucking Tebow? Yeah.
What about Tebow?
But here's the thing. At a press conference, they're like, hey, you're a team that could maybe use Colin Kaepernick, right? And he was like, we offered him a contract, and he said no. And that makes it seem like in the midst of all this controversy, John Elway reached out to Colin Kaepernick and was like, hey, come play for the Broncos. But no. He did this in April 2016, well before that kneeling controversy even started. Colin Kaepernick was still playing for the 49ers, and John Elway wanted him to take, I think, more than a 50% pay cut. And no player would sign that.
All you need to know about John Elway, if I haven't hinted it enough, is that he would personally pay for the fucking wall. Like, that's his personal politics.
Yeah. Gross.
There's no way John Elway would ever offer a job to fucking Colin Kaepernick. I think John Elway's not a great general manager. He schmoozed. As you said, the best thing the guy's ever done was play golf with Peyton Manning and schmooze him enough to play in Denver when he was released by the Colts. That's the best thing he did.
Right.
He didn't even draft Von Miller. He wasn't even the GM during that draft. I guess Bradley Chubb's a good idea. He's pretty good. But
that's hard.
As you just said, there's no way John Elway would hire Colin Kaepernick. That guy is like, that guy makes right. John McCain look like Alexandria.
He Ocasio makes John Cortez. McCain look like John McCain. Am I right, guys?
Hey!
For America.
And even the argument that, well, we offered Kaepernick a contract and he wouldn't take it, and now I'm too fucking hurt over that to offer him another contract.
I did my one.
That doesn't even fucking hold up because Brock Osweiler left.
It does hold up. That's his black friend.
But Brock Osweiler left under the same circumstances. They couldn't agree on a contract, and he was like, fuck you, I'm leaving. John Elway brought him back. What's the
Brock
difference?
Osweiler
Brock knows the system.
Brock Osweiler.
That must be it.
Oh, wait, here you go. Here you go. Insider.
Brock
inside
Osweiler
baseball.
Was John Elway's son's college roommate.
I don't fucking care.
Well, why do you why do you think they have such a nice relationship?
Yeah, it's,
yeah, I suppose.
It's like I know you're a good boy. You went to ASU with my son.
You hung with my son. We barbecued together.
Yeah.
You slept over when you were 19. Look,
we covered up when you murdered that girl together.
Look, is his son a football player?
I don't know.
Probably. Don't leak the tapes. I'll sign you again.
Have you ever seen all of Howie Long's kids? This is a mean thing to say, but let's do it.
They're all in the NFL. They're huge.
Except Howie Jr., who is
the first of the bunch.
He looks like an IT dude.
Well, here's the thing. We know how nature works. Maybe the young lady he impregnated, the first egg, you know, that's not the best one in the bunch. You got to let him marinate for a while. This is so terrible.
Yeah, maybe he had a concussion during the conception.
Howie Jr. Oh, but he's got a strapping.
Is that the one on the left?
I think that's him.
That's Howie Jr. That's the youngin'.
He's the best one because his brothers are millionaires and he doesn't have to get his head smashed
every week.
He's
the pretty one.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris, can you Venmo me $45,000?
He's the actor half of
Howie. Dude, I'm your big bro.
Yeah. Owe me.
Shoot your big bro a meal right now.
What do we think of Eric Reed's 7 random drug tests?
I got a little bit of
perfectly acceptable.
It's fishy.
It's like he won the drug test lottery.
Okay, so you mean to tell me 7 times he was randomly selected?
In 11 games.
Incorrect. Slightly incorrect. It was actually 5 times. There are 2 mandatory drug tests per
year. I thought there was 1 mandatory.
There are 2. So every player gets 2. So the 7 is a little bit misleading. It was 5 random and 2 mandatory. So it's 5 out of 11, which is still fucking fishy.
Yeah, it's insane.
But like, how random is it if his name is the only one in the bowl when they do the fish bowl? Well, there's only one. It's still random.
They say it's a computer that does it.
It is a computer.
And computer side info.
So computers are racist?
Very much so. Ones and zeros are all in words. Okay.
My inside info from our NFL reporters is that like the players union is like kind of confirmed and is pretty happy with how the computer does the random tests. They're like, this is a bit weird, but it's like not, I don't know, it's like not fishy enough for the players union to get behind Eric Reed. And it's like, it's fishy and it's weird. The number is slightly misleading. It's 5 out of 11 weeks. And the players union, which is happy to go to bat and sue the hell out of the league for something. They're like, this is a bit weird, but like they kind of looked into it and they're like, yeah, this kind of seems legit, but they're not ready to sue the league over it. That's just my inside info.
What a wild coincidence.
Yeah.
For sure. 100%. 1,000%.
Isn't Malcolm Jenkins part of that NFL Players Association or union?
I think he was the president because he stood with the league about the kneeling. When he was like, no one will be kneeling anymore.
Yeah, and then Eric Reed called him Uncle Tom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, random.
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 Yeah. But the Players Association.
Yeah, we should mention Eric Reed is like he was one of the players that really stuck with the kneeling thing along with Kaepernick.
He was on San Francisco.
He was the first one to kneel with him.
Yeah.
But he's back in the league.
After some time off.
Yeah,
it took a while, but he's back in the league.
Yeah, because he's too good of a player not to be in the league.
Yeah. There was an argument for a while that Kaepernick wasn't in the league just because defenses had figured out
the running quarterback. You got to stay
game.
In the pocket,
but then
son.
Since then, there have been so many fucking scrubs signed. Like,
but he is weak, though.
I do think he's not the greatest quarterback.
That's the thing is, like, when he left the league, he was probably like somewhere between the 20th and 32nd best quarterback. Like, he was in the lower third.
Yeah.
Starting on the nine. He was actually third string on the Niners.
Yeah. And at this point, it's kind of unfortunately been like a self-fulfilling prophecy. Like now, you know, 3 years ago, they're like, oh, we just don't want a distraction on our team. And we don't want our Blue Lives Matters constituents to to be upset.
Right.
Like we love the police in Houston. And
everyone loves the police in Houston.
Now they're like,
I don't.
Well, the guy hasn't.
I was joking
at all.
Now they're like, the guy hasn't played. Now he's like Tim Tebow. Like Tim Tebow is like
Tebow
on like the AA Mets in like South Carolina. So it's
hitting
like
them dingers.
Yeah.
Hitting them. Oh, and he got engaged.
He's on the
and he
Fireflies.
He has a seasonal gig as a college football analyst because he gave the greatest halftime speech or the greatest
That's the dream most goddamn job.
Motivational speech of all time.
And watch
and
him
he
become
won a playoff game.
Watch him become a head coach.
To this day, Skip Bayless.
Oh my God.
To this day, you're right. Skip Bayless believes Tim Tebow is one of the greatest quarterbacks he's ever seen.
Skip Bayless?
Skip Bayless still talks about Tim Tebow.
Hey, I watched the Raiders versus the Denver Broncos.
Okay.
In Odaco Coliseum.
Oh, you were there.
In the rain. And when I tell you, Tim Tebow was the rawest motherfucker I've ever seen in my life. With my own eyes, every time it got to third and whatever, he got like 25 yards.
By himself.
Running the ball. It was amazing.
I'm a Broncos fan. I watched that season.
It was amazing.
He did have a crazy run in the playoffs.
Anytime anything happens, Miami does the triple, you know, the triple hook and ladder for the touchdown. I text all of my friends, Tebow in all caps. Like I love Tebow.
Man, he was
horrible. Questionable politics. Very religious man.
Very religious.
Because he goes
that guy's
and converts
awesome. That guy was awesome on the Broncos for a year.
Again, you keep saying rich white kid, questionable politics. Elway, Tebow. It's obvious.
It's crazy that Denver is called America's team now.
Yeah. Are they?
Yeah, a few years back, it was decided that their fandom is now more widespread than Dallas. So Denver is America's team.
Also, Tim Tebow started the kneeling.
Yeah.
Different reason.
So still same
you don't
shit.
Know that he wasn't praying for black people being murdered by the police.
Wait, actually, he's a Christian. He was praying for
What if a player
body cameras or something.
What if a white player started kneeling during the national anthem and was like, I'm doing this for Jesus or whatever? Nobody would care.
Tebow did, didn't he?
That's what Tebow did.
I don't think he knelt during the national anthem.
Oh yeah, probably not during the national anthem.
No one cares about the national.
Yeah, why don't we?
Most people at the arena are yelling at somebody to give me a hot dog.
Like, my new move, because I feel uncomfortable standing for the national anthem, is like I always make sure to go to the bathroom or get a beer during the national anthem.
Yeah, yeah.
Because then I don't have to.
It's funny. I like it.
And everyone's standing when you come back, so you don't have to fucking.
Because there's so much pressure on that person singing it. That's what I enjoy.
Oh yeah,
if I heard
someone fucking up, I'd run back in and stand and watch that.
There's only been like four great performances of the national anthem ever.
Nah, people be killing
Fergie.
Shit.
Like four.
Marvin.
Nah, yeah, thank you. Fergie killed it.
Marvin Gaye.
No, Marvin Gaye's was weak. I need sad. I need sizzle.
Whitney Houston.
Whitney. Yeah. Whitney,
she did that super high too.
Mariah Carey. Probably somewhere.
Mariah Carey kills it in everything she does. She's great.
Did you get all your albums yet?
I'm getting closer.
Okay.
With all the Mariah Carey?
Yeah, I'm trying.
Did you get the new one?
Yeah.
Oh, that shit's
good. That's a good album.
It's good. It's good.
Right? See?
It's good.
Literally the first person on the podcast to agree with me on that.
There's a reason that's the thing you just said.
Hey, yeah, because you're fucking up.
Yeah, I'm a Mimi fan. Fuck you.
Right?
I remember when she signed with Rick Ross, when she was Maybach Mimi.
Hey, man.
That never happened.
Music.
What are you talking about? I witnessed it with my own eyes. She signed when you were with Maybach Music.
Fucking Rick Ross fanfic on Tumblr.
And she
never
came
happened.
Out as Maybach Mimi and lip sync with a wind machine blowing in her face. And it was terrible.
You got a wind machine?
I don't.
Well, talk shit.
Yeah. That's how good she is. She don't got to sing no more.
I thought that was the whole point of being a professional singer is that you sing.
So does anyone have any, before we get to comments, does anyone have any final thoughts on the NFL? Do you think it is that the NFL has more of a problem with racism than other leagues? Or is it just that NFL players have been the ones protesting?
They don't have.
So it comes up more.
Go ahead.
Sorry.
No. Go ahead. White guy, go first.
I think it's worse than other leagues.
Yeah.
I think there's a. As Quincy says, tradition, and the tradition is old fucking racist white dudes.
Yeah.
Like, we saw that even with Josh Rosen coming out of college. He's the only, like, Jewish, socially progressive quarterback to come out, and all the coach, like, that's why he fell to 10. He was the last quarterback, or the last of the top four quarterbacks taken.
Yeah.
Except for the one black quarterback who was taken 32nd.
The guy that made it to the playoffs?
Yeah, exactly. No, that's the thing.
The youngest
playoff like,
starter in
there's four
in
white
NFL
guys
history.
And a black guy. The three like corn-fed good old boys go early. And then Josh Rosen, who's like, oh, well, he just, you know, he likes a Barack Obama. He's
socialist. Progressive.
He's a socialist.
We don't know
if
he'll
want
to play in the pros because his family's already rich.
Hey. Baker Mayfield would have made the playoffs if that black guy wasn't holding him back at the beginning of the season.
That's a good point.
People yeah. actually say that shit. I mean, like, what are y'all talking about?
Hugh or Tyrod?
Hugh.
Because they'll be like, you put Tyrod in front of him. Just a the shit starter. On him. Yeah, it's like Baker Mayfield's drunk out here. Like, the fuck?
Whatever the, I don't, whatever. Like, yeah, the NFL's racist. Yeah. That's my final thing. The NFL's racist. It sucks. It's horrible. But I'm going to watch it every single game.
Yeah, that's the problem.
I no can't just change stop watching status football. Quo for me.
I also kind of feel like boycotting the NFL altogether is sort of like sticking it to the players who did protest. It's like, because the people who are mad about the protests are boycotting, and now we're mad about it too, so we boycott. And then that's going to fuck with their livelihood.
Will it?
And then I don't get to watch football. So
I mean, even if you watch football, like, okay, if you watch
religiously.
It on, if you watch it on television, you're giving money to the NFL and their advertising dollars. Fuck the NFL, they're racist. But just go, like,
what I would actually
to
say,
the park and give a homeless dude a dollar. I don't know. Do something.
Oh, I'm not going to do that.
Oh, never mind.
I would recommend is watching the NFL playoffs on your Yahoo Sports app. It's free.
Oh, Yahoo Sports app, guys.
Yahoo Sports app.
We don't
it's
plug
free.
Other apps on this.
You can watch the Super Bowl on the Yahoo Sports app. Watch the Yahoo Sports pregame show.
And that won't contribute.
Going 90 minutes before the Super Bowl starts. We got some good content on that.
That won't contribute any ad revenue to the NFL at all.
I
it's
don't
a
know.
Blockchain-based system. It's all Bitcoin.
I would recommend that.
The NFL is a bunch of old guys and their kids sitting in a room going, this is what I don't like. This is what I do like.
Yeah.
And now they're just trying to figure out a way to say it better in the media.
But so is baseball.
Oh, so are all
sports. They just have like, a million Venezuelan
not,
and Puerto Rican players.
It's not
but...
that all the sports are just as racist as all the other sports because all the sports are just, when you boil it down, a group of white dudes who are rich enough to own teams
yeah,
that like, sit in a room
teams.
And try to figure out what they're going to do
no,
next.
Like you're
except
right.
Except hockey. I'm joking.
No, you're right. No, like you go to soccer in Europe. You go to fucking cricket or whatever. Like cricket's a super popular sport.
NASCAR,
like,
horse racing, boxing,
you know, like,
anything.
It all comes down to white guys
down,
owning the teams.
When you get right down to it, in every sport you will ever witness, the same thing happens. You will see a bunch of old white dudes trying to run shit, and then the players figure out their power. You'll see one player start to make a fuss about how much money they're making, or they'll make a lot of money, and that person becomes a pariah to the league in some way.
We right. need martyrs.
Yeah.
I'm fine with Colin Kaepernick just not being a civil rights person.
Let's just be honest. Would Colin Kaepernick have made a bigger impact as a quarterback in the NFL or taking this stance he's taking right now?
Taking the
because
stance.
He was a weak yeah. quarterback at best. I'm not saying he wasn't good enough to play in the NFL, but by NFL standards, if you put him out there, your team is not guaranteed a chance to win. It's not like,
right.
oh, Kaepernick's on the field.
What
this
you,
offense is going to
go. Talking about kiss the bicep. That was him. That was him.
For one season.
All right, let's get to...
Any Given Sunday was 6 games. Never forget that.
Yeah, Willie Beeman. He
yeah,
didn't
and,
play
and,
that long.
And,
he
did,
just got
and
to
there
the
was no sequel, as you can see, guys. You got 6 games, no
what are
sequel.
What talking about? He went to another team.
Is that the movie where Billy yeah. Blank shot a motherfucker on the field beforehand? I'm joking. That was Last that Boy was Scout. Like did you know that was Billy Blank's, the Ty Bow dude?
Really?
Yeah, that opening scene in The Last Boy Scout where the running back
and you,
fucking pulls out a gun and starts shooting motherfuckers.
In the rain. It was a heavy fucking, rain, too, yeah.
Yeah, stylized.
Great shot. See,
let's
it
get
was
the comments and then get out of here, you know.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
It's a big world out there.
Got sexy in here.
It's easy to feel like the things you say don't even matter.
It's true.
I want you to know that's not true.
Oh, okay.
That's why we call the segment Your Voice Matters, where we read your stupid fucking comments from the past few shows and respond to them personally. Fade it out, Brett.
Okay. I'm doing that right now.
Thank you.
I'm doing it. With
you're really good at
I
that.
I appreciate it.
Like, other people have tried to fade out, but only Brett
yeah.
fades out the way.
The
should.
Subtlety.
It's a smooth fade.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a really nice curve.
Let's read some comments. These are all from the episode "The Best Everything of 2018."
I didn't hear that one.
I wasn't on it.
So
we talked about the best movies, TV shows, music, things of the like.
If you talked about the best Widows
was pretty good.
Widows,
I didn't think I was going to like
Spider-Man were the two best movies of 2018.
This is that podcast.
I haven't seen Spider-Man.
Oh,
my what dude. The Black Spider-Man?
Yeah.
Into the Spider-Verse.
It's not believable though.
America's not ready for a Black Spider-Man.
Like, the New York PD would definitely see Spider-Man and then see that he's wearing Jordans and shoot him. that's not Peter. Go ahead.
You're not Peter Parker.
Shoot that.
Those shoes are too swaggy.
Maybe that'll be in the sequel. You never know.
Well, his dad
there is
a
definitely
cop,
some.
So.
It'll be like Babe 2, where the first movie is just like a kid's movie, and then the second one takes this like hard fucking social message turn. Anyone seen Babe 2?
Nah.
Pig in the City. No,
I won't.
Babe 2.
Many people have this take.
Babe 2 Pig in the City is a really interesting movie because they roped in all these kids.
Boss Hog? Is that what it's called?
I think there might be a Boss Hog.
Babe 3, Boss Hog.
In the down south as getting a rap career.
They make this kids movie. And then the second movie is not a kid's movie. Like, it's a kid. They're still talking animals and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But it's got, like, Nazi parallels. And it's
had a bunch
mostly
of pigeons
about,
throwing up feathers.
It's about capitalism, mostly.
Oh, really?
It's a really fucking good movie.
Yo, a pig got political?
What about the political message in Zootopia about racism and xenophobia and all that good stuff?
They
all
went for that message.
Yeah, man.
Man, they swung for the fences.
They used it with bunnies and lions.
Did Babe have the little mustache?
No, Babe was the resistance.
Okay, it was a little hamster with a mustache.
Yeah.
Little guinea pig with a Hitler mustache.
You see how they always try to turn us against pigs. We need to embrace swine, bacon.
Yeah, bacon's delicious.
Yeah. This comment is from Tiffany21NYC.
Where's she from? If
that is her real name.
She's from North Carolina.
Okay. 8-6 location.
Mm.
And
she
says, I'd love to know everyone's take on American Horror Story this season. Please feel free to talk about it.
I won't.
If she was addressing that to that podcast, that's a weird time to do it because we've all disbanded and can't talk about it. Does anyone watch American Horror Story?
I've never seen
a second.
Wow. Well, I thought this season was all right. It was weird, but all right. Sorry.
I was on an episode. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
What? What season?
Were you the guy in the leather suit?
last year, I got cut, but I did a. I was a morgue.
Were you stealing something?
I found a dismembered body in the desert, and then I was collecting it while talking to the examiner.
Oh, you got to talk speaking role.
I can talk about it now because the season's already aired. But it was one of the things. It was when life was uncrazy, Adam. We'll talk about it later.
Oh, we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
Chad says Cam was really good. Didn't expect much randomly coming across it on Netflix and was pleasantly surprised. Has anyone seen this movie?
No. What's Cam about?
God damn it!
Seen a second.
Cam Newton.
Cam, it's about Cam Newton. No, it's a horror movie.
Definitely not going to watch it.
About a girl who works as like a cam girl, and it's like a very long and violent Black Mirror episode. It's really fucking good. It's a Netflix movie.
Cam, I'll have to check it out.
This is fun. How about Three Identical Strangers? Anyone seen that?
Yes.
Chantal Sorrentino wants to know that.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see
Identical Strangers. Check that shit out. If you have Netflix tonight,
it's on Netflix.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, it's on Netflix. Have you seen it, Brett?
Yeah,
I'm only watching Tidy Up.
Yeah, it's like you can almost give away the first part of the premise, which it's exactly what it sounds like. Three identical twins find each other. Man, does it take a fucking turn at the about the halfway.
Identical triplets.
Yeah,
not three.
Yeah. I'm a fucking feelings guy. I'm not a facts guy. I work on emotion only. All right. Last comment. Jennifer Fendelander says, listen to Adam and watch Superstore. It is a phenomenal show and it does not get enough credit.
There is a theme in these comments.
Yes.
It's that I have never and will never watch any of these things. Other than the Identical Strangers thing.
You should. Superstore is better than you
expect. Yeah, Superstore is funny.
I don't want to spend any of my time personally or by watching something in a Walmart-like situation.
But it's hilarious because it really is exactly what you would think happens at Walmart.
Gets into
I don't
like
want to think about Walmart,
but like it's not glamorizing Walmart. It like it gets into all sorts of social stuff. They have like a fucking labor union episode. Immigration stuff comes up. It's a really smart TV show. It's better than the fucking Good Place.
The Good Place is trash.
The Good Place is trash.
The Good Place
Ted Danson ain't never been a part of no trash shit.
Blackface. Sorry, what was that?
You talking about?
Yeah, there was that speech he gave in blackface.
Oh my.
And
it was a different time. He was young.
The '80s. He was young. People were still mad.
He was young then.
And that's the excuse I'm gonna use when somebody calls me out when I get famous and say, why did you support Black Pete so much? Hey man, it was a different time back then.
The Good Place
we were trying to embrace the Hollandish or the Dutch or whatever they do over there.
The Good Place is just a comedy version of Lost that people haven't realized they should be mad at yet. Because that show has no fucking idea where it's going.
You don't like the white lady and the black guy together? And
that is
that Indian lady and then that Asian guy? That's heaven to me, right?
I mean, I do like all that.
Still ran by a white guy?
Still
not
a great show.
That show has approximately zero jokes per episode.
Yeah.
And is just a listing of various rules in their universe. It was sort of like a quirky, like, boom, boom, boom music. And it's like, oh, 30 minutes have gone by. Okay, I've learned a lot more rules about what's going on here. No jokes. No, nothing enjoyable for me here.
I like the Jan lady.
Yeah, I do like, Jan is a really good character. I watched the first season, but the second season, I couldn't do it. But
it keeps
Jan's
going.
A good character.
There's
so
a third
it's like
season
The Wire.
The show.
Hey,
it's
Adam.
Like The Wire is like that second season.
Hey, Adam,
like,
it picks up in the third season.
Second season. The Wire is good.
It picks up in the third
season. The second season. I will defend the second season of The Wire.
The one on the docks?
That was good.
I know why, too.
He loved The Sopranos as well. We get it.
Representation get it. Matters.
Man, we had McNulty for that. Let this drunk ass white guy go terrorize black people in the ghetto. That was enough.
Oh, good times. Second season of The Wire was all right, though.
It's secretly good.
Secretly good?
No, but the last season, also about white people. White people with white collar, like office jobs, not as good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the media season.
Fuck
yeah.
Stringer Bell.
He was dead by then. He died season four, didn't he?
Dude,
spoiler alert, sorry. I mean, if you haven't seen The Wire by now, fuck
come on.
You.
Yeah.
I've never seen The Wire.
What do we. What?
String! Where the fuck is Wallace? Where the fuck's Wallace, String?
Yo, Michael B. Jordan died in episode 3
he did,
of
yeah.
The Wire.
I just rewatched it again recently, and I forgot that. I was like, damn, they did not respect his talent on this show. Like,
oh. They respected it just enough.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, oh, that's Wallace from the site. That was 3 episodes. He pissed on himself and died. Like,
that's
all you
know. If that's all it takes for a credit to keep you out there, I'll do it.
Michael B. Jordan in the first episode of The Wire is like, I'm going to get out of this game. And you're like, no!
No, you're not.
Yeah, that was rough. So that's our episode. What do we have to plug before we get out of here? January 26th, Hollywood Hotel, 9 p.m.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Unpop stand-up show.
That's going to be a good time.
I will be there. Quincy will be there.
Mm-hmm.
Keith Carey's headlining. Cindy Aravina's gonna be on it. Yeah. Travis Clark, Andy Sun. We'll probably announce some other comics soon.
You'll have fun.
Come to that. It's free. And also patreon.com/unpops. You can get bonus episodes of all the pods for $5 a month.
You get Bone Pod and Bone Con.
Bone Con and Bone Pod. Pap, what do you got to plug?
Peezus World Tour at Peezus World Tour, PEEZUS World Tour. That's about it. That's all my social media networks.
Nice. Quincy?
Like Yeezus, but Peezus.
Yeah.
Okay.
Before
he the married, MAGA hat?
But no, before he even married Kim Kardashian.
Oh, okay.
Oh, and on the ground floor.
Yeah.
Quincy, what do you got to plug?
Guys, if you are in the Los Angeles area on
We're not.
Oh, never mind.
All right.
Well,
if
you happen to be visiting, January 25th, I'll be at DeSano's Pizza on the Sauce Comedy Show. January 28th, I'll be at the Hollywood Improv for Blame Social Media. Come through to that. And on Saturday, the 26th, as we said, the Unpops Comedy Show at the Hollywood Hotel. It's going to be free. Bring that ass.
Please do.
Mm. Please bring that ass. Mm-hmm.
Brett, what would you like to plug?
Hey, man.
Consent.
You can follow me on Twitter at Brett Rader. If you do enjoy sports, I produce a number of sports podcasts at Yahoo Sports. We got a podcast for everything.
Edit that out, Brett.
NFL, NBA, college.
We don't promote other podcasts on this podcast.
Do you have golf podcasts?
Not yet.
Can I host a tennis podcast on Yahoo Sports?
Sure.
Is this awkward? Is it awkward of me to ask you here?
Yeah, a little bit.
Because I do want an answer.
A little bit.
Right now.
All right.
YahooSports.com/podcasts. You'll find them all.
Check out.
You're going to edit that out, I'm sure.
Armchair quarterback tennis podcast coming from Adam Todd Brown on Yahoo Sports in 2021.
Armchair darts with Adam Todd Brown coming soon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's get the fuck out. I'm not going to edit that out.
No. That's a job offer. That's legal. He has to keep that in for.
Yep. I'm definitely in control of hiring.
Yeah.
You,
so. Well, actually, yeah. If anyone wants to host a podcast on Yahoo Sports, just hit up
actually,
Brett.
Just email me.
Just hit him on Twitter.
Yeah.
Just at Brett on Twitter and say you want a job at Yahoo Sports, and then you'll have a job.
And ask for his copy of Iron
Everyone
Giant.
Listening to this Please podcast at Brett Rader on Twitter and say, I want a job at Yahoo Sports.
I've put in so much work to not be like. Granted, so many of my followers are just Unpops people who are like, oh, cool, you repeated my joke back to me. Like, all right. but don't.
Wow.
I put in the work with you guys.
Guys, again, I can hear that you hear he's reluctant, but at him on Twitter and say you want a job at Yahoo Sports podcast, maybe broadcast.
All right, let's get the fuck out of here. Brett, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Quincy, say goodbye.
Bye, people.
Pap, say goodbye.
Toodaloo.
Goodbye, everybody. We love you. Bristol Street, bring a blood object to Bristol Street. I'm